May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 and 10. Therefore, we have as our one ambition, whether at home or absent, whether in heaven or here on earth, to be pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recompensed for his deeds or his actions in his body or in this life, good or bad, according to what he's done. At the root of a desire to please someone is love. If you want to please somebody because they're abusive or you're being controlled, that's a horrible thing. But Paul said his one ambition was to be pleasing to a God who we know is good, who himself is love. So I was thinking about this last night and about how, as I've gotten older, that, not that I think that, hopefully this was true before, but there's an intensification of this thing that says, I just want to spend the rest of my life preparing myself for eternity. Now, I don't mean that. I just want to think about going to heaven. I just want to do things, think things, say things that have eternal value, that carry an eternal consequence. That's good. He talked about us, we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It's not a judgment of condemnation. There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ, so it's not that kind of judgment. He says we're going to be recompensed for the deeds that were done in our body. And and where we're going to be judged by is this. How much did we love? Very simple. Not any more complicated than that. Because the first and great commandment must have the first and great priority, right? And the first and great commandment is, again, Deacon Ron just read it. I quoted it earlier. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. For this is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's foundational. And I believe ultimately we're going to be judged about how we loved. How we love him and how we carried his love to others. For those of us, we've talked a lot the last few months about that place in John 15. Jesus said, just as the Father's loved me, I've loved you. Therefore, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. And then he goes on in letter and says, and here's my commandment, that you love one another. In other words, that's the top of the list. It's not the only commandment, and we keep commandments out of love, but it certainly is at the top of the list. And so the first and great commandment is, and I believe what we're going to be judged by is, how did we love? How much we love him? Do we live a life of radical obedience out of pure affection? Not out of guilt or condemnation, not out of manipulation, trying to manipulate him into something, just out of a responsive affection. We love because he first loved us. And in doing that, and in loving him, and abiding in his love and the environment, the realm of his love, it's abiding in him is to abide in love. Love just takes over. And do we spend our time giving away his love one person at a time to those around us? That's going to be the judgment seat of Christ. How did we love? I wish I'd had time. There are several quotes about that that Mother Teresa, she was one of the first persons that really was a mentor in my life about loving others. But I just encourage you, everybody can read the whole library and the whole world. It's called Google. So you just Google Mother Teresa quotes on loving. It's really encouraging, some fun stuff. But that's the word, that we're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. You're not going to get condemned. But it's all going to be about, how did you love? And I'm so grateful that things are simple, aren't they? And that's the things, when I say I want to spend the rest of my life preparing for eternity, that's what I mean. Because only what you do in love for Him, and only what you do in releasing that love to others, lasts for eternity. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.